This is Ag Markets More. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Bob Bragg. Jeff, you recently sent to me an guest opinion editorial from the New York Times by James Rebanks. He's a sheep farmer in North England, and he's also an author. And he grazes 900 head of ewes alongside 10 other flocks on the mountain districts of the Lake Fells. And obviously something caught your attention there, and I read it too, but I just kind of was interested in what really resonated with you.
Well, I think it was, for me, it was an outsider's perspective. He was saying that they're able to make a living on ewes and lambs and sheep, and he says, not much of a living, and, you know, how I run my business is, you know, my own problem, but, you know, we're able to do it, and they are able to depend on some pretty high tariffs to manage and for him to do it. And I was struck by this guy saying, James Rebanks saying, I wouldn't do anything else. This is what I want to do with my life. And that phrase, coupled with his tour across rural America, I think he went to Kentucky, I want to say.
Yes.
And he was pointing out that rural America seems pretty run down. I mean, he's essentially kind of contrasting that with rural England. Yeah, it's not really fancy, but people are able to keep up their properties, and there's enough ag money flowing through those communities to have a basis. Whereas he pointed to rural Kentucky, and buildings and communities are falling down, and there's epidemics of obesity and opioid abuse, and this seems to, in his opinion, come from this call to get bigger, to get better and more output and fewer people doing it, more mechanization. And he's coming from this perspective of like, well, with sheep, you can't mechanize, you know, and with good farming, you can't mechanize. And what caught my eye is here's all these people in rural America, including where we live, who love the land, who would want to work the land and want to make a living and reinvest in their community through their own property or other nonprofits or however, but they can't because it's just harder and harder to make it happen in this country. And I don't know, I guess that struck me as, are we just stuck on a treadmill, Bob, that we can't get off of, and that rural America is just going to become this dumping ground and we're not going to have a whole lot of people farming?
Well, if you take a look at what goes on in Kansas, that's exactly what we have. Those plain states, small farms, small communities are just falling apart. There's nothing there to hold them. And I think it's going to be bad for our country when we have those kinds of places disappear.
But the other thing I should say that struck me sort of on a positive note, I guess, is that there seemed like hope. I mean, he was pointing and saying it doesn't have to be this way. You could have policies as we do in Great Britain. And he said, unfortunately, the policies from the United States are coming into Great Britain, but you could have policies like ours that protect farmers and keep that money rooted in the land and the people who live there, but you don't.
That's right. And when you follow, drive across the back roads of the Midwest, you find all of these places where there are small communities, and around the small communities are small fields that aren't even being farmed. And part of that is that the scale of industrial agriculture doesn't account for those. So we've kind of abandoned those, just as if you would abandon that Fells district to sheep farming. What would you do with it?
It's Ag Markets More. Thanks, Bob.